LifeSite News has the story at LifeSiteNews.com, and David Marcus writes about it at the Federalist.com. Here's LifeSite News. No more boys and girls. BBC champions. Gender-free child rearing. Raising in a new documentary. You know, I'm joking about this, but in today's pile of prep, I make the crack. Hey, I got an idea. It is the BBC that we're talking about, after all. Why don't you pretend like every child born in the in Great Britain these days, or in the UK, is a Greystoke? Middle Church was a Greystoke. Okay. Tarzan a Greystoke? Yeah. Just hey, you guys got a lot of money. Just go out there and buy yourself a plot of land somewhere in Africa where there is, cordon off 20 square miles of it. Nice, fertile jungle with trees and every manner of primate that you can imagine. Oh, yeah, there's a couple of dangerous, lethal snakes in there and, you know, other things, lions and tigers and stuff that will eat children. But, hey, let's give the kids a real savage, non-civilized upbringing, shall we? Because you know one of the things in civilization that distinguishes us from the animal kingdom is that when a child is born, one of the first things we do go, it's a girl! Dogs popping six, seven, eight pups at a time at a litter doesn't stop to go, it's a girl. You know, as much as I love Charles Schulz's Snoopy, and most people do, I don't ever recall there being balloons hanging outside of the Snoopy doghouse that said, it's a girl. Animals don't do this, and apparently man must return to being the, quote, animal, close quote, that we are.